Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Being vulnerable is allowing people to see who you are and how you act when no one else is around. Allowing yourself to be open. Allowing yourself to feel emotions, expressing them openly without fear of rejection or acceptance. We tend to shut out our emotions because of fear of connection and being used or mishandled, using our past experiences to back up our point of view. We continue to push people away because being too close scares us out of our comfort zone, the place we know we can't grow, but if we continue to shut out the world because it makes us feel better, we're allowing those experiences to continue to control our mind, body, and spirit. And you can hear it in my tone. I hate to open up, but I don't want to be left alone. Please pick up the phone. Hello? Hey. Welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about vulnerability, which is going to be a little bit uncomfortable for me, not going to lie, because I know that I'm a very nice, caring person, and I just want to see the best. I just see the best in everyone, like their potential and stuff, and I want the best for everyone. I love to be there for people and to encourage them, but over the years, I allowed a lot of experiences to stop me from doing that, making me feel like it was too much or I was too much to be open with people. And I lately have been shown a lot of ways by God as far as how closed off I am and how that's hindering me in some ways. And then also, I haven't been applying myself the way that I could. Excuse me. I haven't been applying myself the way that I should because I was scared to open up to people, and I was scared to open up to people because I associate opening up with a lot of experiences in my life that have been taken advantage of. And I feel like every time I did get to a certain point of being open and comfortable, I got pushed away or I got invalidated in a lot of ways as far as whether it was people that I'm close to or just like people I've just met or whatever. I always had expectations for how people should react to my experiences or what I talked to them about, but I have felt ignored for a very long time and didn't know that it was trickling into other parts of my life. Sorry if I'm pausing a lot. This is tough for me, but I told myself that this year I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. I didn't want to live there for the rest of my life. I didn't want to keep having the same experiences or the same pain or the same irritations towards situations. Hey. Freaking bars, but no. Back to what I was saying. It's been impacting me in a lot of different ways over the past few years. Whether it was pushing people away or as soon as someone does something that I like or don't like. Well, as soon as someone does something I like, I'm just like, okay, that's cool. Not really holding too much weight to it, but acknowledging it and appreciating it. Or if they do something that I don't like, I'm ready to like cut them off as soon as it happens. Like, no, you don't get any more chances, sorry. Because there wasn't ever really a gray area with that until lately. As far as giving people chances to a certain extent that don't compromise my boundaries. I used to be like, oh, okay, no, it's fine, no, it's fine, no, it's fine, no, it's fine. Every time someone does something towards me that I didn't appreciate, and that was slapping myself in the face, and then they continue to do it because I'm not standing up for myself, so it's like I'm getting slapped twice, you know? And that is a part of loving yourself and caring about yourself, to be able to stand up for yourself and be like, no, I'm not gonna allow this. I am going to allow myself to be vulnerable enough to express my emotions towards the situation, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to continue to live in these spaces where I'm not appreciated. And that goes for really anyone. I've lost a lot of family members and friends. Most of them are still alive. But I had to remove myself regardless of how much I cared for that person or loved that person. And I also had to realize that I could say, yeah, it sucks, but it depends on how I choose to look at it. Whenever I was holding on so tight to those things or those people or those experiences, I wasn't happy. I didn't feel fulfilled from it. But since I've let it go or let those experiences go or the people or whatever, I've been able to free myself a lot more. And the more I open up and the more I let go of things that no longer serve me, I'm seeing the growth that from where I was and where I'm going. And it's very powerful, and it has impacted me a lot. And I really want this podcast to help me to grow as a person and to grow with other people as well. But this is a big step for me in my mind, because I open up to some people, but not the world, you know? But I'm learning through my relationship with God that the world sees God through us. We are people's introduction to who God is. And if we are closed off, how are they able to see who God is? How are they able to know what experiences God has brought us through and what His love and His grace has done in our lives if we don't open up or if we don't use our gifts that He's given us to be the light in all aspects? I try not to bash people for their experiences as more of, well, versus me giving the advice that I feel like I would give myself, and then also learning to acknowledge the fact that these people are comfortable enough with me and I'm providing a comfortable enough space for them to be vulnerable, and I don't want to jeopardize that by doing too much to push them away. Because with me, I know it takes a lot to be vulnerable. So for other people to do that around me shows how much they appreciate me and my presence. And I've been learning from how they are with me how I need to be with the world as well. I don't want to hold on to my thought processes or my feelings towards stuff out of fear of rejection or anything like that anymore, and I don't feel like it's healthy to do that. today was a pretty rough day for me, and I was like, I really have like so much stuff I need to do still, and but I wasn't there completely, mentally and physically. I just wanted to go to sleep and, you know, throw a pity party. But those times when I shut down or want to shut down, I need to use them as opportunities to be open and to express myself and change the narrative of what I've been so used to doing. So yeah. If I keep telling myself that those experiences with me being vulnerable are gonna be taken advantage of, then chances are they are, because I'm not healing from it. I'm still holding weight to it and bringing past experiences into new situations and spaces in my life, and you can't grow from that. There's no growth in that. There's progress, but there's no complete growth. And when you release stuff, you are able to feel freer and to apply yourself better. So this is going to be a new chapter. Even though I just started this podcast, I just didn't feel like I was giving my all in it. I was still holding back a lot because I was like, what would be the reason for me to tell people all this stuff? But I get it now. I'm doing it for me and for other people, but mainly for myself. I don't want to lose sight of why I started this, is to express my viewpoints and then to also share my stories and experiences in hopes of helping other people. But yeah, I just wanted to get that off my chest. I hope that everyone is having a beautiful day, and keep your head up. Things aren't always gonna look how you want them to, but that's okay too. There's a lesson in everything. And if you need to cry it out or be irritated, get those emotions off your chest, but pick yourself up afterwards. Don't stay down here. All right. I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye.